Sigma and Take 10 marker.
Joel Dennison's office? No, I'm sorry, he's not in yet. May I take a message? Yes, Mr. Levy, I'll take the call.
Never say that. He's either in conference, in a meeting. He's always in. Now, who is that?
Larry Levy?
I hope there was nothing in the trains this morning, was there?
Well, I don't know. The mail's late.
Well, go get him. Now. I want him back here before he arrives.
Griffin, hi. Adam Simon. I know I'm not supposed to meet till next week, but a lot of heat coming out.
We lost your meeting next
week. Yeah, I just wanted to plant the seed in your head just now, just so that, you know, we can...
I'm booked up. I can't hear a pitch right now.
Picture this, okay? It's a planet in the far, far future. It's a planet with two suns.
Who plays the sun?
No, suns. Large solar disks.
Listen, you got to run this idea by Bonnie Sherman.
The pictures they make these days are all MTV. Cut. The opening shot of Welles' Touch of Evil was 6.5 minutes long.
6.5 minutes long?
Oh, 3 or 4 anyway. He set up the whole picture with that one tracking shot. My father was the key grip on that shoot.
Hey, what about Absolute Beginners, man? That was an extraordinary shot.
What the hell was that? Never heard of it.
It's Julian Temple. It's an English film.
We're in English. We're talking about American movies. Orson Welles, the
master. Reno, please.
Hi, Buck. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What do you got for me?
Okay, here it is. The Graduate, Part 2.
Oh, good.
Now, listen. The three principals are still with us. Oh. Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, Catherine Ross. Mm-hmm. 25 years later, and so are the characters. Ben, Elaine, and Mrs. Robinson. Ben and Elaine are married. Still, they live in a big old spooky house up in Northern California somewhere. And Mrs. Robinson lives with them.
Mm.
Her aging mother, who's had a stroke...
Mrs. Robinson has a stroke,
so she can't talk.
It's going to be funny?
Yeah, it'll be funny.
With
dark
a stroke?
And weird and funny and with a stroke.
Okay.
Maybe it's not a stroke. Maybe it's... I don't know what
anyway,
it is.
Go on.
It's a malady of some sort.
Okay.
She's up there in the bedroom upstairs listening to everything that happens. They've got a daughter who's just graduated
from college. That's good. Young blood.
22, 23-year-old, like a Julia Roberts.
Great.
What did you let me do with these scripts?
That goes to Bonnie Chereau.
Okay.
And find out from studio security how Adam Simon got on the lot. I want to know.
Adam Simon? Okay.
Okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Julia Roberts comes
Julia
home,
Roberts
their
comes
daughter,
home.
The graduate.
Yes,
and she's
the new graduate.
The new graduate.
The post graduate.
Griffin loved it. He just wanted me to run it by you. It's a hardy band of human survivors,
listen,
generations removed from the mothership.
From
they have no history, only mythology. They've lost all their technological knowledge. They have only rudimentary mathematical skills.
Write it down for me?
It's not about words. It's about words. You've got to visualize.
Timmy? Jimmy, are you okay? What happened?
Yeah, 25 miles on my legs.
Are you all right?
I say, my name is Jimmy Chase.
Huh?
Jimmy just came out of nowhere. He ran right into the front of the car. I never saw
it. It's okay.
Hey, that's Adam Simon.
How are you doing? Good, I just had me. I was just telling you.
All right.
Yeah, it was good.
Rebecca's more than actually, you're much better looking.
No, I'm not Rebecca
Jed
DeMornay.
Ringer.
Thank you very much.
So, do you know where Joel Levinson's office is?
See, Mr. Levinson, head of the studio.
And the cute guys, but it's quite moving. It'll rip your heart out. In fact, this is the area right here where we make a lot of decisions to give a green light to a picture like that. Right here. We're going to go about 17 stories high if we can. We're going to continue using all the Sony products. Domo arigato to the Sony products, really. In fact, if you need someone to eat some sashimi with you, you can give me a ring because here, right here.
Girl.
Traffic in Malibu is impossible.
Morning, Joe.
Sandy, park the car, please.
Morning, Marty.
Annie.
Hi.
So, what's all this talk going around here about heads will roll?
The bank's putting screws to this. Herbert Goldman's son's coming out from Boston. I don't like it.
Reggie Goldman's a pipsqueak. Can't be serious.
You know, some changes are going on around here. It's always the way. Happened at Paramount.
3 years ago. Columbia's going through it now. I hear we're looking to replace Griffin.
Griffin? I don't believe it. With who?
Burr, Kirkpatrick, maybe Larry Levy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I want to know why the security's so lax, that's why. Well, I'll talk to you about it later. I'm in the middle of the pitch. Okay. Listen.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's a TV star, and she goes on
like
safari
a
to Africa.
You're talking about a TV star in a motion picture?
No, not a real TV star. It would be played by a movie star.
A movie star playing a television star in a major motion picture.
Would be good. Dolly Parton would be good.
Right.
Dolly.
I like Goldie.
Goldie. Okay. Great. Goldie, we have a relationship, and that would be great. Goldie goes to Africa.
Goldie goes to Africa.
She becomes worshipped.
But worshipped.
Well, she's found by this tribe.
Yes.
Of small people. But then she has to go back
to her life. She's found by this tribe. And they worship her.
I see. It's kind of like a gods must be crazy, except the Coke bottle's now a television actress.
Yes, exactly right. It's Out of Africa meets Pretty Woman.
Well,
and she has
to decide
whether to stay with the TV show or save
this
entire
Africa.
Hey, where's Griffin Bill?
Right here. Hey, you're Martin Scorsese.
But I know Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, I know you do. Hey, I loved Cape Fear.
My old man worked for Hitchcock. Rope. It's a masterpiece. The story wasn't any good. Shot the whole thing without cuts. I hate all this cut.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Bertolucci, that great track he shot with Winger in Sheltering Sky?
That's it. Touch of Evil. That was...
It's 8 o'clock. How long did I have?
Commissary, Whitney, I stuck my neck out for you to get this job. Who are you with?
I was there with Alan Rudolph.
What were you doing with Alan Rudolph?
Well, no, he asked me. He asked me to have coffee, and he was telling me this idea he had. So what am I going to say?
Whitney, you're my assistant. You don't get involved with writers.
But I wasn't getting involved. I was just listening to this amazing idea he had.
What's your pitch?
It's the best. Well, is political scare you?
Political doesn't scare me. Radical political scares me.
Politely politically radical. But
is it funny?
It's funny.
It's a funny political thing.
It's a funny, and it's a thriller, too.
It's a thriller.
And it's all at once.
So what's the story?
Well, I want Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. I think I can talk to him. It's a story about a senator, a bad guy senator at first. And he's traveling around the country on the country's dime, you know, like that Sununu guy used to.
I see. So sort of a cynical political thriller comedy.
Yeah, but it's got a heart. In the right spot. Uh-huh. And anyway, he has an accident. Yeah, and he becomes clairvoyant, like a psychic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a psychic political thriller comedy with a heart.
With a heart. And not unlike Ghost meets Manchurian Candidate.
Go on. I'm listening.
Anyway, he can start to read people's minds. And when he gets to the president's mind, it's completely blank. Completely blank.
I can do anything.
I'd like a beer, please.
We don't have beer.
Wine, red wine, please. Of course, if someone gets killed at the end, they always do in political thrillers.
Griffin Mills' office.
Yeah, I know that. Can you put him on?
It's an intriguing idea, Jim.
May
let
I
it
ask
sit with
calling,
me a couple
please.
Okay,
and we got to get somebody really dangerous.
He's
I'm with you there.
You know, Bruce Willis or Mel Gibson.
Great. Let me get back to you.
Thanks.
Excuse me, sir.
Is he my binoc anyway?
Do you know how many times I have heard?
Who is this?
If he don't get back to me.
Griffin, I read that.
Who's that?
I don't know. He didn't say.
What do you mean he didn't say?
I don't know how you're going to cast it, though. The lead character is a 50-year-old female circus performer, a fire eater.
Let me read the coverage.
Listen, are we still having lunch with Aaron Camp and his people?
Yeah, what time?
I made it for 1 o'clock. Bad day?
He's having writer's block.
Griffin, you have a meeting with Carter and Frank's about this afternoon.
What time?
At 3 o'clock.
I'll be here. Put this morning's meetings on the computer.
All right.
Thanks.
Are you going now? I'll go with you.
No, I'm going to see Levison. I'll meet you there. Order me a Caesar salad and a crystal geyser. Thanks.
Okay, my five. Hey, Sandy.
Griffin,
you can't go in
there.
It's in
the meeting. So I think, you know, dime a dozen, don't you?
It's all right to
you.
Griffin, I don't think you've met Reg Goldman. You know his father, Harvey.
Yes, of course. Hi, Reg. Nice from the bank in Boston.
Reg is out here for a couple of weeks.
Great. Business or pleasure?
A little of both, I hope.
Reg is thinking of getting into production, Griffin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pete's work, doesn't it, Griffin? I'd like to play some tennis, though. You play tennis?
Tennis? No. I'm too busy for
that. Say, I was just asking Walter here, do you know Meg Ryan? You know she's seeing somebody?
Yeah, Reg, she's married.
Shit. What about Winona Ryder?
You know, actually, Walter is the guy to talk to. Walter's got everybody's number.
Was there anything?
No. You're real busy.
I want that number, goddammit. I want that number.
Oh, boy.
What about this one here? Has she done anything?
Celia.
Griffin, don't ask.
Don't ask you don't know, or don't ask I don't want to know.
Just don't ask. Look, if it's Reggie Goldman you're concerned about, forget it. But be nice to him. He represents a lot of money for
us. It's not Reggie Goldman I'm worried about. It's Larry Levy.
Larry Levy? Larry Levy's at Fox, isn't he?
Oh, come on, Celia. Should I be looking for a job?
Celia, are you there?
Joe Levinson's office. Oh, Brad. Yeah. What? No, we couldn't sign Angelica Houston for that project. She's booked for the next 2 years.
Yeah, like a ghost story, but it's not like ghosts. Which maybe...
We should do some more. Well, I understand. We call the natural
lives
the supernatural thing.
Joel, Griffin Mill. Friend of Jennifer.
No.
You're Griffin Mill?
Yes.
Really?
Good to see you. I'm a big fan of yours.
I have that tie.
You do?
Yeah, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing, Natalie? Do you order for me?
Hi.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you?
Lunching with the enemy.
Oh, come on. So, what's this we hear about Larry Levy?
Larry Levy? If he had half a brain, he'd be dangerous.
Aaron says he's coming to the studio.
Aaron says, eh? Why would you believe anything he says?
He said it. It's authority, he said it. He's over there.
Who?
Angelica Houston and John Cusack.
Levy?
Yep.
He's in over his head. He's going to drown over there.
Quite the golden boy at Fox these days. Did you see that thing on him in Variety last week?
Oh, it's 2 pages.
Sure. Angelica, Griffin Mill.
Oh, hi.
Good to see you.
You too.
You're looking great.
Hi.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi.
Griffin Mill, big fan of you.
Yeah.
You going to be in Telluride this year?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be in Park City.
Oh, great. We'll see you there.
Okay.
So what's happening with Glass Box?
Can we talk about something other than Hollywood for a change?
Yes.
We're educated people.
Sure.
I'll call you later.
Somebody about this?
What?
These postcards. You've gotten 5 in 2 weeks.
7, actually.
Griffin, why don't you just talk to studio security?
Well, I'm supposed to call Walter Stuckel and say what? Walter, listen. Someone's sending me poison pen letters, and I would like for you to make me the object of more ridicule and abuse now that things are really shaky for me here. No, I don't think so, Jan.
I think they're coming from a writer.
Which one?
Take your pick.
Is there anything else?
Yes. Your attorney phoned. He wants you to come to a party at his house tonight.
Get me out of it. Tell him I'm in a screening.
And not that attorney. It's Dick Mellon.
Oh, Dick. What time?
Cocktails at 7:30. Dinner at 8. Bring a date.
I have to read
and Bonnie Chereau is here to see you.
Goddamn sensitive male bonding script.
Oh, here she is.
Griffin, can we go to the Springs this weekend? I want to have a massage. I want to have a long soak and a hot mineral tub. And I want to have margaritas administered intravenously.
I have a party tonight at Dick Mellon's. You want to come?
Oh, God. Movie stars and power players.
Vodka.
Sure.
It'll be a early dinner and we'll go to my place after.
Can we?
Yeah.
Broke out, I guess. Absolutely.
That copper looks loose and he goes after it and he digs in and he doesn't get thrown very easily.
Hi, how are you? Marley, this is Bonnie Chereau. She read Tales of Fury.
Oh, I loved it. Yes, I read your script. I thought it was wonderful, and I think you're perfect for Ariel. I think you're perfect for the part. Yeah. We're going to make just a couple of changes in the third act.
You should set up a meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me. Go say all these people here.
You don't talk about script changes at parties.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's good of you to come. Don't you look beautiful in love?
You know Bonnie Chereau.
But of course. How are you, dear? It's good to see you. TriStar, right? No, come on, watch your stuff.
She's at the studio.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And how about, bring Mr. Mill a martini and Bunny? How about...
Actually, I'll take a Ramblin' Loso.
All right. I'll have a martini.
Okay. One of each. Rod Steiger's here. Why don't you talk to him about the Rudolph Project?
He's not that hot on it, but see if you can get him to at least read it.
Okay.
You know who's here is Harry Belafonte.
Harry?
Harry Belafonte.
Come and say hello, will you? Harry, say hello.
Good to see you.
Well, it's some writer I must have brushed off.
Folks, get something to eat. There's some lovely stuff over there.
We will. Just call us line now.
I think. Would you like one of these? Not threats. You're talking about threats?
No. Yes, I don't know. He's pissed off.
I thought writers were your long suit. You're the writer's executive, aren't you? Sure.
Are you pitching me like a dream? The way you say that, that what makes me think you're not really sincerely interested.
Well, it depends how good the dream is, Jeff.
Maybe so.
What's he doing here?
Goldblum, he's a friend.
No, Larry Lee.
Jim Sally, he's a buddy.
What's going on with my job? Larry Levy, everywhere I look, he's in my face.
Larry Levy's a comer. That's what comers do. They get in your face.
You're a comer, too. You can handle him. Stop worrying about him.
So the rumors are true?
Rumors are always true. You know that.
Well, I'm always the last to hear about them.
You're the last one to believe. I told you that before.
So am I out?
It's not out, but you better start thinking about it tonight. Relax. You can handle this. You know, you can make him work for you.
Excuse me, Larry? Dick, sorry to clash your partner.
How are everybody?
I will before the night's out.
You will.
I love to do this. It's a good crowd.
Great party, Dick.
Good. Did you get some food?
Actually, not yet. We're going
to... Listen to this. He lifts her dress. She kisses him harder. He puts his hands in her underpants. She grabs his shoulders. He pulls her dress above her waist. He rubs against her wide, soft belly. Slowly, he pushes her panties down to her knees. She is faint with passion. She arches her back and he lowers her down onto the buckboard. The horses snort and whinny. They, too, seem to be feeling her passion. The camera moves in on the nostrils of the horse as the buckboard begins to shake. Oh, my God. Can you believe that? Steve recommended that script. He says they're really hot for it over at Universal. They're going to have a bidding war.
I heard a pitch today. It wasn't bad. I'm stuck on a story point, though.
I'm the story editor. Go.
New York City, Madison Avenue, big advertising agency. Account executive makes a presentation to someone he wants as a client. The client promises to get back to him.
Does that mean advertising?
That's not the problem. The account executive keeps waiting for the client to call him back, to tell him what he thought of the idea, to tell him if he got the job or not. But the client never calls. The account executive gets so pissed off, so frustrated, that he becomes obsessive, and he decides to drive the client crazy.
What does he do?
Sends him threatening postcards. It's not important. Here's the problem. How long do you think the account executive harasses the client before he becomes dangerous.
Does it have to be advertising?
How long?
If it were me.
How much?
3 months. No, more. 5 months. And to be dangerous, five months.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Who's the writer?
I don't know.
You don't know the writer who pitched you the idea?
His name, I don't know. It was a couple kids. TV writers.
Can we go to bed now? I'm starting to drink.
See you tomorrow afternoon.
Absolutely. Bert, Larry Levy, I hope you don't remember me, and if you do, I hope there are no hard feelings. I was only working for Kastner at the time.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Take care. Who's that?
An exec over at Fox. I was until this breakfast, anyways.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm with Joel.
Hi, Bert. Griffin Mill.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Hi, Charles. How are you?
Bye-bye. Asshole.
One of a breed.
Yeah.
Hi, Kathy.
No, actually, he's not one of a breed. There's a whole breed of them. They're breeding them, actually.
Yes. So, Joel, you're losing your touch scheduling these meetings
maybe
so close together. The guy didn't have time to finish.
No, I think.
You're already eating.
I have a theory.
It's up early.
Yeah.
You went to Mellon's last night, I hear.
Could you take this away, please? Yes, I did.
How is he?
I'd like a Vitel water. He's fine.
You left early. Why?
We had to work on the museum party. I will not work for Larry Levy.
I'm not asking you to.
I report to you. If I have to report to Larry Levy, I quit.
Can't quit.
I won't let you quit. You have a year and a half on your contract, and I will see you for breach if you don't show up in the office every day. With a smile.
Why Levy?
Levy was available. He's good on material. You're good with writers. We're a team. He's a new member of the team. That's all. He can make us all look good.
This is a red wine glass. Can I have my water in a water glass, please?
Well...
Well, when you fail, I'll have to think about it, Joel.
I want an answer this afternoon.
Well, I have to go out to Palmdale. The director of the Lonely Room is giving Lily a hard time. I'll be back around 5.
So call after 5.
I'll get back to you.
You haven't died on us. So you're still hanging on.
I'll get back to him.
Nobody tell Joel Levison to get back to him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear what he's got to say. How did this get here?
The mail?
Yeah, but this does not have a postmark. This was hand-delivered.
Not to me. It came with the mail. Jimmy?
Huh? You know anything about this? Who delivered it? Where it came from?
Mailroom?
Yeah, but I want to know how it got to the goddamn mailroom, all right? Could you find out for me? Get back to me.
Okay, sure.
You go with him.
You want me to go to the mailroom?
Yes, I want you to go to the mailroom. And while you're there, I would like a copy of the Lonely Room rewrites in white pages. No color. And find out how this got in my mail.
Yes, sir. You'll get your own phones, I take it?
Yes, I can get my own phone, okay. Jan. Turned.
Betsy Franklin, David Kahane.
Lindstrom.
Strategic planning. What was that other guy's name? JFK. Kaltheim. Kane. Unproduced. Gotcha.
Yes, hello. Is David Kahane there, please?
David! Dave! Hello. I'm really sorry. I forgot. He's gone out.
Oh, I see.
This is?
This is Griffin Mill.
Oh, the dead man.
What did you just say?
But oh, nothing.
About me being a dead man.
Just a nickname David has for you.
Oh, I see. That's a funny nickname. So I suppose your husband doesn't like me very much.
I don't have a husband.
I suppose David doesn't like me very much.
David's gone to the cinema.
When will he be back?
Film's over, I presume.
And you are?
June. Here we go. You want to know my last name? Well, you won't be able to pronounce it. No one can.
Try me.
Goodman's daughter.
How's that?
Hey, very good.
Thanks. What do people usually say?
Oh, don't ask. Like anything from good dog's water to goulash wallop.
You English?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Well, where are you kind of sort of not from?
Well, do you want the long story or the short one?
The long one.
No, you'd never believe it. The short one's Iceland.
Iceland? No, I don't came from Iceland. It was just a block of ice.
It's very green, actually.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought that was Greenland.
No, Greenland's very icy. Iceland's very green. They switched names to fool the Vikings who tried to steal their women.
Oh, I see.
No. Blue sea.
Red sea.
No red.
You're a painter.
How did you guess?
So what movie did David go to see?
He went to the Rialto in Pasadena. He always goes there.
What's showing?
Bicycle Thief, I think.
It's a good movie. Have you seen it?
No, I don't go to the movies.
You don't. Why not?
Oh. Life's too short. I've got to hang up now.
Thank you. David Kahane.
No, you have the wrong guy, man. David Kahane. Griffin Mill.
Griffin Mill. Yeah?
Great movie, huh? So refreshing to see something like this after all these cop movies and, you know, things we do. Maybe we'll do a remake of this.
You'd probably give it a happy ending.
No. We keep it pure.
Pure, right.
You want to write it?
Fuck with me, Mel.
I'm not fucking with you. David, I said I'd get back to you, didn't I?
Yeah, about 6 months ago. I thought you'd forgotten.
You were angry.
Maybe.
Do you want to talk about it?
Okay, sure.
Great. Let's let the studio buy us a drink.
Well, if you don't mind a place where you don't have any suck with the maitre d', I know a bar down the street.
Let's go.
Have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, I was there once on a location scout with Steven Spielberg.
I lived there for a year. Student year abroad.
Right. Yeah, I wish I had done that.
Well, I think about it a lot. Never forget it.
You should write about it.
I did. Don't you remember?
What?
I got my idea about the American student who goes to Japan. That was my pitch, the one you were supposed to get back to me on.
You don't remember, do you? Of course I remember.
You never got back to me.
Listen, I was an asshole, all right? It comes with the job. I'm sorry, I really am. I know how angry you must have been. Now, I'll make it up to you. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to give you a deal, David. I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to make the movie, but I am going to give you a shot. Let's just stop all the postcard shit, right? I'm here to say that I would like to start over. Friends.
Fuck you, Mel. You're a liar.
You're stepping over the line, David.
You didn't come out here to see the bicycle thief. You came in 5 minutes before the picture ended. Nearly tripped over my feet. What'd you do, call my house? Huh? Did you speak to the ice queen? You'd like her, Mel. She's a lot like you. All heart. You're on my list, pal. Nothing's gonna change that. See you in the next reel, asshole. Go everywhere we've been again. Nice boat you got there, movie exec. It's me, the writer. Still want to buy my story?
I told you I'd give you a deal. Stop by the studio first thing in the morning. We'll work something out.
Oh, and who will I ask for? Larry Levy?
What's Larry Levy got to do with this? How do you know about Larry Levy?
Don't you read the trades? New York Times business section? He's moving in, you're moving out. You can't make a deal, that's what they say. Yesterday's news.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Can I borrow your mobile phone?
Huh? Larry Levy. Yeah, Larry. David Kahane here. Listen, Larry, guess who's making promises about getting pictures made to writers in parking lots? Guess what dumb son of a bitch executive is trying to take advantage of me? I mean, do you realize how unstoppable this guy is? You know, I cannot wait to tell the world that when Griffin Mill can't cut the pressure at work, he drives out to Pasadena to pick fights with writers. You tell Larry Levy to give me a call. You know, the word is out that he's going to start making meaningful pictures at the studio for a change. Let's forget this. Let's stop all the postcard shit.
I don't write postcards! I write
postcards! Wrong, okay?
No, you're wrong!
Buddy, you're in over your head. That's why you're losing your job. And then what are you going to do? Huh? I can write. What can you do?
I said let's forget this.
The new ending of Fatal Attraction? The audience.
In that game?
A million plus screenwriters? The audience wrote that.
Yeah, but who's to say?
But who goes?
What it would have done if you had left the original ending, you can't say.
You're right, you can't say that. You can say that it's done almost 300 million worldwide with the ending that was selected for the test screen.
Larry, maybe I don't believe that you've met my assistant, Whitney Gersh.
No, I haven't.
It's a great question.
What are you doing?
Bonnie, how's your picture? Just tested last week.
Doing well.
How well?
It was our first test.
Are you breathing hard?
Excuse me, Walter. Joe, Griffin still isn't in, but I really think we have to start this meeting.
Okay, Celia. Thank you. You remember a movie called DOA?
Sure I do. Eddie O'Brien and Pam Britton. Disney did a remake in 87 or 88.
Well, I think we've got pretty much the same situation here.
Keep our noses clean, Walter.
I can see you for lunch.
It's a shame to waste.
You don't want to.
It's a great story.
Wasting the picture. Where did that come from?
Well, we want to see it.
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. We're all too busy to go see movies.
You're really bad. Like waiting inside.
You ought to try it sometime. It's actually rub shoulders with the great unwashed.
We need to give them the kind of issues they want. Not the kind of writers want to give them. I know you spend a lot of time with writers. Believe me, you have my deepest sympathy, but...
Hello, sorry I'm late.
They are.
Yeah. Well, it didn't hurt.
Just a couple minutes. Griffin, you missed the formal welcoming ceremony this morning. You know Larry Levy.
Of course. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Griffin.
Larry was able to get out of Fox a week earlier than he thought and has come aboard as of this morning.
Great. Let's start.
In fact, Larry was just in the middle of something.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was just killing time waiting for Griffin.
Oh. Well, no, finish. What were you saying?
I was just saying that I've yet to meet a writer who could change water into wine, and we have a tendency to treat them like that.
Not at this studio.
Million and a half of these scripts. It's nuts. And I think avoidable. But let me ask you something. When was the last time you actually bought a ticket to see a movie? You actually paid your own money to see it?
Last night. Pasadena, the bicycle thief.
You went to see The Bicycle Thief?
I love that film. It's a great film.
Yeah, it's an art movie. It doesn't count. We're talking about movies.
Jesus, people.
But all I'm saying is I think there's a lot of time and money to be saved if we came up with these stories on our own.
Where are these stories coming from, Larry?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter. Anywhere. The newspaper. Pick a story. Any story.
All right. Immigrants protest budget cuts and literacy program.
Human spirit overcoming economic adversity. Sounds like Horatio Alger in The Barrio. Put Jimmy Smits in it and you got a sexy stand to deliver. Next. Come on.
Larry, this isn't my field.
Marty, it doesn't matter. Just give it a shot. You can't lose here.
Okay. How about Mudslide Kills 60 in Slums of Chile?
That's good. Triumph over tragedy sounds like a John Borman picture. You still have a happy ending on it, the script will write itself. Come on. Here, give me the paper.
See, I don't know, Larry.
Give it a shot.
Further bond losses push Dow down 7.15. I see Connery as Bond.
That's fine. It's a good thing Oliver Stone wasn't listening to you. Where would we have been?
Well, we all would have been spared having to sit through Wall Street, for one thing.
What did Wall Street do worldwide?
70, 75, maybe 80.
$80 million, a couple of Oscars.
Okay. I think Larry's point is well taken. Let's move on now. Griffin, can you give us an update on the Taylor Hackford project? Griffin?
Yeah. I was just thinking what an interesting concept it is to eliminate the writer from the artistic process. If we can just get rid of these actors and directors, maybe we got something here.
Hello, Walter.
Make yourself at home.
Mr. Mill, I understand you're kind of late coming in this morning. You all right?
I'm fine. Appreciate your concern. What can I do for you, Walter? Don't tell me you came here to pitch me a story.
That's exactly what I've come to do. It's a good one, too. It's about a writer, sort of. David Kahane.
David Kahane. Who's David Kahane?
Oh, you met
him. Well, I meet a lot of writers.
But this particular writer that you met was murdered last night in back of the Rialto Theater in Pasadena.
Murdered?
Well, come to think of it, Pasadena is as good a place to die as any.
So what's the story?
25 words or less. Okay. Movie exec calls writer. Writer's girlfriend says he's at the movies. Exec goes to the movies, meets writer, drinks with writer. Writer gets conked and dies in 4 inches of dirty water. Movie exec is in deep shit. What do you think?
That's more than 25 words. And it's bullshit.
You know, Pasadena Homicide doesn't think it's bullshit. They got a complete report. You met Kahane at the Rialto. You got drunk with him at a Japanese restaurant. He left before you did. That's the last time anyone saw him alive. Except you, maybe. Why are you denying this?
Well, what do the police think?
I think it's a botched robbery. You know, one of his car was busted. He surprised someone trying to take the radio. There was a fight. He was killed.
I didn't kill him, Walter. But I went to see him. I know I said I didn't, but I did.
Why'd you lie to me?
Well, now's not a very good time for me. Haven't you heard the rumors? I'm on my way out. Just what I need, a little more controversy. Just not a good time, Walter.
Look, I am in charge of studio security in every definition of the word, which means it is my job to take care of a studio executive should he be, shall we say, under suspicion of murder at a time when profits are down and the company is vulnerable for a takeover. It is my job to keep this very, 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 very quiet. You want to help?
Of course.
Then stop lying. How many meetings do you have with this guy?
One.
Not counting last night.
Not counting last night.
Then why'd you go all the way to Pasadena to meet him?
Well, he had an idea I was interested in. I wanted to talk to him right away.
His girlfriend. I guess she was a friend of yours, too.
Think fast.
Jesus Christ, Walter. What do you think? What is this?
Just call the third degree, and if you don't like it, wait till the police start asking questions.
I'll go to the police right now. You come with me. You come with me.
Now, you're acting like someone who's guilty.
You're not guilty, are you?
The last time, I'm not a murderer.
Bad news.
What?
The facts. Is it bad news?
No. Business as usual.
The Hollywood system did not murder David Kahane. Not the $98 million movie, not the $12 million actor, not even the $1 million deal that David Kahane never landed. No, the most that we can pin on Hollywood is assault with intent to kill. Because society is responsible for this particular murder, and it is to society that we must look if we are to have any justice for that crime. Because someone in the night killed David Kahane, and that person will have to bear the guilt. And if David were here right now, I know in my heart that he would say, "Cut the shit, Phil. What did you learn from all of this? Did you learn anything from this?" And I say, yeah, David, I've learned a lot. We here, we'll take it from here. And the next time we sell a script for $1 million, the next time we nail some shitbag producer to the wall, we'll say, "That's another one for David Kahane." David was working on something the day he died. I'd like to share it with you. Blackness. A mangy dog barks. Garbage can lids are lifted as derelicts in the streets hunt for food. Buzzing as a cheap alarm clock goes off. Interior, flophouse room, early morning. A tracking shot moves through the grimy room. Light streams in through holes in the yellowing window shades. Moths dance in the beams of light. Track down along the floor, the frayed rug. Stop on an old shoe. It's empty. That's as far as he got. That's the last thing he wrote. So long, Dave. Fade out. Thank you.
Who are you? You're not a writer.
No, I'm Griffin Mill. We spoke the night David...
Oh, Lucy, White Sea. It turned out you were right.
What?
It was a Red Sea.
Oh, yeah.
You're the only person I know here.
I'm really sorry about David. He was a talent.
You really think so? I always suspected he was uniquely untalented. It's nice of you to say that. It's nice of you to come. Really, you didn't have to.
Well, I did. You know, I was probably the last person to see him alive.
Well, the police told me. Well, not quite the last, surely.
No. I'm sure this is a terrible time for you. Is there anything you need, or...
Oh, really, I don't feel bad. It's like when my parents died, I didn't feel anything at all. They were just gone.
Oh, I'm sure it hasn't sunk in yet.
That was years ago.
No, I meant David.
Oh. Oh, God. These people. I don't like it here. They're all expecting me to grieve and mourn and... I can't talk to them. David's gone and... I'm somewhere else already. Will you take me home?
What?
Will you take me home?
Sure. I'll be right here. Interesting. I like them.
Would you like a drink?
No, thanks. Where do you shop? Gallery. What gallery? Who's your dealer?
I don't have a dealer. I couldn't sell these. They're never finished. Vicky?
No, thanks. They're never finished.
No, they're just what I do. For myself. What I feel. You ask lots of questions, Mr. Mill. And just like the police, that's all they did, ask questions. They asked me a lot about you.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. How long we've known each other, if you'd ever been to the house before.
Well, I suppose they have to ask those questions.
I don't see why.
Because that's what police do.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why was it so important to see David that night? What was so urgent?
Well, he pitched me a story a few months ago.
Japan story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Japan story. I liked it at the time, but it needed work, especially the ending. And I was sitting in my office that day, and it suddenly occurred to me how to make the ending work.
So, what was it?
What?
Your idea for the ending.
Up.
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 What does that mean?
As opposed to down. Moods.
Oh.
You know, happy as opposed to sad, hopeful as opposed to depressing. What did you think of his ending?
I never read it.
You never read it?
Nope. I don't like reading.
Do you like books?
I like words and letters. But I'm not crazy about complete sentences. So what did he think?
He walked out on me, actually. I don't think David liked me very much.
I think he just didn't like happy endings. Put your face here. Great.
What are you doing? You're not going to paint me, are you?
I might put you in one of my paintings. There's one that I want to do of an Icelandic hero. He's a thief, and he's made of fire. But you might not like that.
Why not?
Because you're in the movies, and in the movies you can't have thieves as heroes, can you?
Well, I don't know about that. We have a long tradition of gangsters in the movies.
Oh, yes, but they always have to suffer for their crimes, don't they?
Well, we should pay for our crimes, shouldn't we?
I don't know. I think knowing that you've committed a crime is suffering enough. If you don't suffer, maybe it wasn't a crime after all. Anyway, what difference does it make? Has nothing to do with how things really are.
You don't really believe that, do you?
I don't know what I believe, Mr. Mill. It's just what I feel.
You know what you are, June, whatever your name is? You're a pragmatic anarchist.
Is that what I am?
That's what you are.
I never was sure.
Can I just pick this up? Yeah. Ooh.
It's heavy. Ooh.
37 ounces.
Really? Also, look. I'm going to thank my mother and her mother and her father's mother, who was the...
Hello.
Oh.
Me, Detective Susan Avery.
How do you do?
Hello, Detective.
Sorry, my partner.
Willa Broom.
Hey, Fletcher. Let's go in here.
Yeah, this is the first real movie studio Detective Avery's been to.
Oh, really?
Well, aside from the Universal tour, you know, when my family comes and I always take them out there.
Mm-hmm.
But out there so often, I kind of feel like I'm ready to direct.
Well, you probably do better than most of the film grads they're, you know, handing the cameras out to nowadays.
Listen, I'm sorry I didn't call you when I heard Kane was dead.
Heard or read?
Read.
Why didn't you?
Walter asked me the same question, and I wish I had a better answer for it, but all I can say is that I didn't think about it.
Hmm. How did you know where he was going to be?
His wife told me he was seeing the bicycle thief.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. I didn't know either of them. I was feeling restless, so I thought I'd go see the movie, and if he was there, I was going to talk to him about a job I thought he was good for.
So you got to the theater, you saw him, and...
We went and had a drink at a Japanese place he knew about. It was a wild, incredible scene. It was like Tokyo.
But he left before you did. Why didn't you leave together?
Like I said, it was an incredible scene. I was having a great time.
And why didn't you stay longer?
Well, the people stopped singing, and then it was just a bar, and I don't drink.
Drank with him?
Well, when in Rome.
Did you know him socially?
No.
Been to his house?
No.
Know anything about him personally?
No.
Griffin, guess we can let's get back to work now.
Something's bothering you. What is it?
Well, I just have to ask you, did you see him in the parking lot after you left?
No, I parked on the street. I drive a Range Rover, so I always feel safer when it's visible. Out on the street, who's going to smash a window?
Hmm. You mean if you had a shitty car, you would have been parked in the parking lot?
If I had a shitty car, I might be a dead man.
Somehow, I think you're a little too lucky for that. Thank you.
Okay. Come on. 63, take 3,
second.
Mark.
Now.
Action!
No, goddammit, Peterson. You listen to me. I've been around a while. I got a nose. This situation stinks. It stinks of the company. That's right, Peterson. The fucking CIA. You ever heard of it?
But Lily understands what I'm talking
It's just
about
the kind of operation those whiz kid fucks.
You just don't understand what he's trying to go for here.
I guess I don't.
It's hard to listen to your argument when you don't even understand what he's going for.
Would you shut up, please?
If anybody else knows what he's going for, because you can't even see anything.
I have to cut because my robe caught on the drawer here. I couldn't help it.
I like this guy. He's great.
Water.
The cowboy. He's an FBI priest.
Can I have some Volvic, please?
No, goddamn.
I heard the police came to see you about this dead writer. Who was this guy?
His name was David Kane.
I never heard of him. Did we ever hire him for anything?
I was thinking about it. He pitched me a story. I went out there to talk to him about it.
Jesus, poor bastard. This bloody ship's about to come in.
We can't do this.
Money for crack.
I'm sorry, I don't want to criticize you, babe, but I'm supposed to be having a conversation on the phone. What
are you talking to me?
Are the cops still bothering you?
No. No, I don't think so.
Now, let's stop the line. We're giving a couple of passes to a screening where they can sit two rows behind Michelle Pfeiffer. I'll leave you alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A guy named Joe Gillis called and he said he wants you to meet him at the St. James Club around 10 o'clock on the patio. No,
Joe Gillis, never heard of him.
He said you were not going to put up your
filthy mouth. Know who Joe Gillis is? He's the character William Holden played in Sunset Boulevard, the writer who gets killed by the movie star.
Gloria Swanson.
That is a fantastic movie.
All I know is we're doing this my way.
Well, that guy, last week he said he was Charles Foster Kane. The week before that it was Rhett Butler.
Why would they think that I'd kill my own sister's husband?
I compare grosses.
I was in love with him.
Oh.
Griffin? Griffin.
Malcolm McDowell.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Listen, the next time you want to badmouth me, have the courage to do it to my face. You guys are all the same.
You love it there?
I love it. It's just wonderful.
You love your career too, though, don't you? What is it, Tom?
It was a complete disaster. I mean, look at what happens in Heaven's Gate.
It's me.
Just ended.
We both are concerned about your... I knew an actor. I won't mention his name.
You know, where I live, I really know how people think and how they feel. I mean... What is
Montana will end you. It ended... It ended in Chimino in Heaven's Gate.
Griffin, Mill. Hi. Andy Sabella.
Andy, how are you?
I've got Izzy McDowell sitting over here. You know her. She's something. Come over to me.
Still living in New York?
Huh? Oh, well, I couldn't live here. I'm allergic to happiness.
Sandy's
Griffin. She's my namesake.
How are the kids
doing?
They're
great.
She's the smart Andy, and I'm the pretty
one. Thank you.
And you geniuses know each other, Tom Oakley? Of
course we do.
Oh, yes. Hi, Tom.
Hi. How are you? It's funny. I just ran into Malcolm McDowell out in the lobby.
Oh, really?
Dude, Roddy McDowell is related to a cousin of my brother-in-law.
Well, I'm not related to either one of them.
If I write it, I direct it.
The last three pictures you directed were bombs.
One broke.
Paul, thank you so much for
that. That was the worst one of the bunch. You gotta go in.
Come on, honey.
We'll walk you to the car.
No, it's okay.
Hang on. Griffin. We'd like to buy you a drink.
I'm sorry.
Have a drink.
I can't. I'm meeting someone. Business.
Uh-huh.
We should talk about habeas corpus.
Of course, of course, of course. But he's a busy man.
Is there anyone waiting for me?
No one's asked.
Well, I'm expecting someone who'll be out by the pool.
But he'll get back to us, right, Griffin?
Griffin.
Andy? Sorry.
Jesus, Andy, it's you.
Of course it's me.
Listen, I can't ask you to join me. I told you I'm meeting somebody.
Yeah, you're meeting me. We got some big business.
You? You?
Why not me?
Jesus Christ, Andy, you think this is funny? You think this is fucking funny?
What are you talking about?
Wouldn't she make a great Nora? God, I'd love to write another Doll's House for her.
Did you meet Tom Oakley?
Yes. You mean you didn't call me?
No, I didn't call you.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Listen, I really am meeting somebody. There's no way I can hear a pitch right now. You'll have to call me tomorrow.
No, I can't do it tomorrow. I've got a meeting at Paramount in the morning. I've got a meeting at Universal, too, in the morning. And if you don't hear it now, you're going to lose it.
Well, then I lose it, all right?
Take 20 seconds. When your friend gets here, whoever...
What friend? What are you talking about? Who?
Whoever you're going to meet here.
25 words or less.
Absolutely. Talk about it. No, you sit here. Talk. Go.
District attorney is at a moral crossroads.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. We open outside the largest penitentiary in California. It's night. It's raining. A limousine comes in through the front gate, past a tight knot of demonstrators holding a candlelight vigil. The candles under the umbrellas make them glow like Japanese lanterns.
That's nice. I haven't seen that before. That's good.
A lone demonstrator, a black woman, steps in front of the limousine. The lights illuminate her like a spirit. Her eyes fix upon those of the sole passenger. The moment is devastating between them.
He's the DA, she's the mother of the person that's being executed.
You're good. See, I told you, he's good.
Go on.
Okay. The DA believes in the death penalty. And the execution is a hard case, black, 19, and definitely guilty. We're in the greatest democracy in the world, and 36% of the people on death row are black. Poor, disadvantaged,
more,
black.
More.
He swears that the next person he sees to die is going to be smart, rich, and white. You, me.
Well, what a hook, huh? Beauty hook. Cut to the chase, Tom.
Okay. cut from the DA to an upmarket suburban neighborhood. A couple have a fight. He leaves in a fit, gets in a car. It's the same rainy night. The car spins out on a road, goes into a ravine. The body is swept away. Now, when the police examine the car, they find the brakes have been tampered with. It's murder. And the DA decides to go for the big one. He's going to put the wife in the gas chamber.
But the DA falls in love with the wife.
But of course he falls in love with the wife. But he puts her in the gas chamber anyway. Then, he finds that the husband is alive. That he faked his death. The DA breaks into the prison, runs down death row. But he gets there too late. The gas pellets have been dropped. She's dead. I tell you. There's not a dry eye in the house.
She's dead?
She's dead. She's dead. Because that's the reality. The innocent die.
Who's the DA?
Ah, no one.
No one?
No stars on this project. We're going out on a limb on this one.
You know, like unknown stage actors or maybe somebody English, like what's his name?
Mm-hmm. Why? 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 Because this story is just too damned important to risk being overwhelmed by personality. Yeah, that's fine for action pictures, but this is special. We want real people here. We don't want people coming with any preconceived notions. We want them to see a district attorney.
Bruce Willis.
No, not Bruce Willis, not Kevin Costner. This is an innocent woman fighting for her life.
Julia Roberts.
Forgive
me. Of course we can get her.
If I'm perfectly honest, if I think about this, this isn't even an American film.
It's not?
No, no. There are no stars, no pat happy endings, no Schwarzenegger, no stick-ups, no terrorists. This is a tough story, a tragedy, in which an innocent woman dies. Why? Because that happens.
Habeas corpus. That's what we're calling it. Produce the corpse. What do you say, yes or no?
That pitch was more than 25 words.
Yeah, but it's brilliant. What's the verdict, Griffin?
Mr. Mill?
Yeah.
Who gave this to you?
I received it at the front desk.
What is it? It's from the person I was meeting. He's not coming.
Why? Well, do we have a shot?
It's an intriguing idea. Give me a call at the studio tomorrow.
Yeah!
Okay. There's a scene in Throne of Blood that has exactly the texture of people that...
Tom, just say thank you.
She has to die. No fucking world ending.
Thank you, say.
Thank you.
Spencer gave me such a scare. What are you doing here? Oh, you gave me such a fright. Come in. Come on in. What's the matter? You look terrible. What's up? Sit down, I'll get you a drink. Something happened.
Is it too late? I'm
sorry. No, it's not too late. No.
I don't even know what time it is.
What's wrong?
What are you painting? Is that me?
Yeah. It's you. See?
Do you have snakes in Iceland?
Snakes? No, I don't think so, no.
You afraid of snakes?
I don't know. I've never come close to a real one.
You scare the shit out of me.
Another.
I don't usually drink.
Something happened tonight.
Yes, but something else I have to tell you. This isn't easy for me.
Yes. How about if I just get on with my work and you talk to me when you feel like it, okay?
Came very close to dying tonight. All I could think about was you. I don't even know you. But you came into my mind and think of anything else. Remember that first night we spoke on the phone? I was outside these windows watching you, and it was so exciting and so new and strange.
Are you making love to me?
Yes, I guess I am. I guess I am. I want to make love to you.
Too soon, isn't it? So strange how things happen. David was here. Then he left. You arrived. Maybe it's just the timing, but I feel like I would go anywhere with you. If you asked. We mustn't hurry things. You know, we can't hurry things any more than we can stop them. I think you better go now. I think I'm going to cry now. Better go. Quick. Don't be sorry. Just go home and get some sleep and call me tomorrow. Invite me on a proper date. I'd like that. don't think he's on the lot.
Try his car.
Isn't he a fox?
He used to be, not anymore.
I pitched him something a few months ago and he hated it.
Griffin?
Yeah. Listen, Larry, I've got Tom Oakley and Andy Sevilla here, and I wouldn't be bothering you if I didn't think they had an idea that you could hear right away.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Larry. Listen, the next voice you're going to hear has got an English accent, Tom Oakley. I'm Andy Sevilla.
Hi, Andy. I know Tom. How are you, Tom?
Very well, Larry, and yourself?
Fine. What's the story?
We open outside San Quentin. It's night.
It's raining. Limousine enters through the front gate, past a tight knot of demonstrators, holding a candlelight vigil. The candles are
flickering underneath the umbrellas, making them glow like Japanese lanterns. Lone demonstrator, black woman, steps in front of the limousine.
Her eyes connect with the lone passenger. It's a devastating moment. Incredibly
potent. No stars. No Schwarzenegger. No Pat Hollywood.
Bendings. No car chases. This is an American tragedy.
In which an innocent woman dies. Because that happens. That's reality.
Take me on the speakerphone, Griffin.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a really hot story. But what is this bullshit, no stars?
Let me give you a little tip, Larry. Levison came to power on two movies and made $300 million and had no stars in them. He's going to love this idea. It'll remind him of his youth. You know what his motto used to be? No stars, just talent.
Has anyone else heard this?
I don't think so, though.
We should make a deal now.
Tomorrow may be too late. Can we get a hold of Levison?
Yeah, I'll get Levison. When can you be back?
I'll be there right after my AA meeting.
Oh, Larry, I didn't realize you had a drinking problem.
Well, I don't really, but that's where all the deals are being made these days. See ya.
Tom, that was a hell of a pitch. Good work. I think you stole Larry.
Great. When are we going to hear?
I want you to go home. I want you to put some champagne on ice, and I'll give you an answer by tonight.
Jan, come in here.
Griffin, you move in mysterious ways, but I like it. I like it.
Did Levy understand? No stars?
Yes, he was particularly attracted to that notion.
No Hollywood ending?
No Hollywood ending.
They look happy.
They have a completely fucked up idea that has no second act. If I hadn't heard it myself, I never would have believed it. Larry Levy liked it because he's a dick brain. Levy will sell the idea to Levison, and then I will let Levison have the brilliant idea of letting Larry take over the project from me.
You will.
See, Levison can't wait to get in bed with Levy. This piece of shit idea will blow up in both their faces. And then I will step in and save the day.
Yes! 3 points!
She's receiving the last rites. The DA discovers that the husband faked his own death. She's innocent. He races to the penitentiary, but it's too late. The pellets are dropped. She's dead. He helped kill the woman he loved.
Who are the stars?
No stars. Just talent.
No stars? What the fuck kind of ending do you call that? It's depressing. It'll bring everybody down.
Depressing? Joel, what about terms of endearment? Love story. Steel Magnolias. Joel, E.T. Gross. What, Marty? $319 million worldwide, pre-cassette, right. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Depressing? I don't think so.
Yeah, but...
Listen, normally I'd agree with you, but this is an entirely different kind of deal here. It is a matter of taking a risk, rolling the dice. But if they come up seven, bingo. It's Oscar time.
Did they screw?
Who?
The DA, whoever it is, and the woman, did they screw? If I'm going to be looking at jail cells and gas chambers, we're going to have a little sex in this mess.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. We'll get it there, no problem.
Okay. Who's going to shepherd this thing? Larry, you seem to have a good feel for this. You want to run with it?
Wait a minute, Joel. This project originated with Griffin.
Bonnie. No, I don't want to dance at somebody else's wedding. If it's Griffin's project... It's Griffin's project.
I just think we should wreck...
Bonnie, this will have to be my call.
It's fine with me. My plate is full anyway. Larry, it's yours.
Hit a home run, win an Oscar for the home team.
Griffin, I've got something else for you.
Yeah.
New York tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tom Wolfe's new book will be in a room at the Sherry Netherlands. You go in, read it, and make your bid.
Send Bonnie. She'll know if it's a movie or not. If it is, we know the bid. $1 million.
Me?
$1 million? Oh, that's kind of high, isn't it?
It's Tom Wolfe. Why not you?
Yeah.
I'm a story editor, Griffin. That's a vice president's job.
You don't want to be a vice president?
Bonnie, pack your bags.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was the most amazing.
Well, what about the museum?
Listen, if you don't want the responsibility, it's fine.
No, I'm going.
I really want to be one of your soldiers.
Well, I'm glad you're on the team, believe me.
Really,
thank you.
And Bonnie, if you be gone, I'm here for you.
But need now?
Frank, Marty, you want to come in?
May I have a word with you, please?
I have a meeting.
Yeah, well, find the time. What is going on?
What do you mean?
I mean, handing Larry Levy your project like that.
Well, I just thought Larry had a firm grasp on the style of the piece, that's all.
The only thing Larry Levy has a firm grasp on is his dick, and you know it.
Well, come on, Bonnie, I'm not odds. I can't do everything. If I think Larry has what it takes to get a picture made, why shouldn't I use him? That way everybody wins.
Why are you bullshitting me?
I'm not
bullshitting you. You never used to bullshit me. Yes, you are. Griffin, I know you. I know you. Something you've been stringing me along.
Habeas corpus, Griffin.
Habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus.
You've been stringing me along like one of your goddamn writers. What is this, getting Levison to send me to New York? What is that about? Are you trying to get rid of me?
Trying to get rid of you? I'm trying to help you. If you score in New York, you know Levison has to make you a vice president. Jesus, Bonnie, what's the matter? Are you afraid of success?
Are you seeing someone else?
That's what this is about.
It's not just this. It's a lot of things. Griffin, it's the way you've been acting lately. Something is going on, and I just want to know what it is.
Jesus Christ.
You're not even looking at me when you're talking to me, Griffin. I want you to just look at me. Please look at me right in the eyes and just tell me. No bullshit. Is there someone else?
No. Have a good trip.
Our top story this evening involves Hollywood's three favorite G, a glamorous, glitzy gala night on the town. It is a who's who of stars, no IDs necessary, household names, one and all. Lisa Gibbons reporting here, and right this minute you could fire a cannon down Sunset Boulevard and not come close to hitting a celebrity. Everybody who is anybody is right here, rubbing elbows and making big talk in this ballroom. All the movers, all the shakers, behind the scenes and on the screens. We'll leave it to Cher to wear fire engine red when the impossible to come by invitations call for black and white only, please.
Hi, Terry. Nice to see you.
Yes.
June Goodman's daughter. Terry Garr. Buck Henry.
And the occasion this evening, just as big and important as the all-star turnout. The studio, world famous for the slogan, Movies, Now More Than Ever, is donating prints of 25 of its classic black and white films to the museum. Now they'll be able to say, Movies, Now More Than Ever, forever.
Thank you. It's wonderful to see so many familiar and friendly faces around. As you know, the L.A. County Museum has always been close to our hearts, and especially the motion department, motion picture department. We're happy to make possible this donation. Now I'd like to introduce the man whose idea this all was. Griffin Mill, please.
Thank you, Joel. Did you grab another drink? I'd like to extend my thanks to the patrons of the Los Angeles County Museum. You have long fostered the art of motion pictures as a serious and valuable art form in this community. Many people across the country and around the world have for too long thought of movies as a popular entertainment more than serious art. And I'm afraid a large majority of the press supports this attitude. We want great films with long shelf lives. We want the films of the new John Hustons, Orson Welles, Frank Capra. We and the other major film studios have a responsibility to the public to maintain the art of motion pictures as our primary mandate. Movies are art, now more than ever. Thank you.
Griffin.
That's a hell of a job. I could have done it better myself.
I'll know all of your lines, too. Well, are we having fun yet?
I'm having a great time. I'm very glad we're
here. Yes, I do. I do, too.
Friend of a friend?
Sorry?
Well, how did you meet?
How did you meet? What a funeral. Yes. Isn't that right? The funeral?
Absolutely. Excuse us.
Steve, whose daughter is he with? Seriously.
No, he said she was somebody's daughter.
Well, no. No, I don't know.
I call a real date.
Should I come in?
Well. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
But soon. Very soon.
How about Mexico?
Mexico?
Neutral territory, Acapulco.
I've never been to Acapulco.
Okay.
Is that the thing to do?
That's a thing to do.
Let's do it then.
We'll go this weekend.
Great. Do I need a passport?
Yes.
Detective DeLongpre, Pasadena Police.
Yes, I recognize you. Did you have a good time at the party last night?
No, I didn't. I'm not supposed to have a good time when I'm on duty.
Great. Well, what do you want, Detective DeLongpre?
I'd like you to come down to the station.
Why?
To look at some pictures.
Pictures?
Mugshots. You know, like in the movies.
Ah, mugshots, yes. Well, all right.
Will you follow me to Pasadena?
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Right.
Will you fasten your safety belt, please?
Come,
please. No! Take your hands off her! Oh,
I want my baby.
Where's her baby at?
Let me go!
Mr. Mill.
Hello. How are you?
Good to see you. Everybody, this is Mr. Mill. You remember
him.
He makes movies. Hello. Have a seat, Mr. Mill. Where the fuck is he going? Excuse me, sir. Mr. Mill? Not in here. This is my lieutenant's office. Have
Sorry.
A seat.
Sorry.
Right here. All right, now. Willa, could you... Sorry, your desk? Thank you. Sorry, have a seat, Mr. Moore. Listen, before we start, I just said... Paul went to see a movie last night. He came in here raving about... Paul, what was the name of that movie that they changed the lady into the chicken at the end? What did you say?
Freaks.
Freaks. Have you ever seen this?
Todd Browning, yes.
Oh,
One of Us. One of us, one of us, one of us.
He came in doing that. He was raving about it. She loved it. He loved it. It was thrilling for me. Willa, excuse me. Did you happen to see where the tampons went that were in here? Because I can't seem to find them.
I didn't take them.
Who took them? Did he take them?
I don't know. I didn't take them.
Well, who did?
I didn't take them.
Is this? Damn.
So do you have a break in the case?
What makes you say that?
Oh. Why else would you bring me here?
Why else indeed? Paul? Why have we brought Mr. Millen here today?
To look at some pictures.
Willa? Pictures? Listen, could you, if you remember, what were you wearing that night?
I was wearing a double-breasted suit, I believe.
It's all right. It's Max. It's me. It's so jumpy. Sit down.
I'll get
no, it. No, that's what she's here for. It's all right. Have a seat.
Sorry.
No problem. Okay. Let me take a look at this junk. Where were they?
Right there.
She found them. Look. You're right. Oh, wait a minute. No. These aren't mine. These are slender regular. These are yours.
Yeah, I guess you have jumbo.
Well, I do use jumbo. These are not mine.
God, I was trying to help you out. Look, did you see this guy that I was talking to?
Sorry. No, you're putting me in a terrible position here. I would hate to get the wrong person arrested.
Oh, please. This is Pasadena. We do not arrest the wrong person. That's L.A. See, L.A., they kick your ass and then they arrest you. That's what they do. We don't do that here. Remember last year? What was that guy's name? They put him on the tape. What was that?
King.
That's right, King.
L.T.
He was the wrong guy.
Do you have a witness?
I can't answer that.
Well, either you have a witness or these are suspects in similar murders.
Mel, have you been going to detective school?
No, actually, we're doing a movie right now called Lonely Room, and Scott Glenn plays a detective much like yourself.
Is he a black woman?
No.
Don't give me
Oh, Lily Tomlin's in there?
No. Actually, I was drawing the comparison not based on race or gender.
Speaking of which, did you go out with June, what is that woman's name?
Goodman's daughter.
What is it? Who? Spell it for me.
G-U-D-M-U-N-D-S-D-O-T-T-I-R.
Oh, well, that really helps. Did you go out with June...
Goodman's daughter.
Yeah, her. Last night?
Yes, I did.
Have you guys known each other a long time?
No, I spoke to her for the first time the night Kahane was killed.
Wow. So you didn't know her before this?
No, I didn't. We met over the phone. We got to talking, and one thing led to another.
Did you fuck her?
What kind of question is that?
I think it's pretty direct. Did you fuck her?
Well, I wouldn't answer that question without a lawyer in the room, and then I probably wouldn't even answer that question. Hmm. Why don't you ask your friend here? He's been following me all over the place. He'll probably know.
All right. Paul, did Mr. Mill fuck June Hutmahurta?
I didn't see him.
Well, see, you got away with it.
What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. I asked you a direct question. Did you fuck
her? And I told you I wouldn't answer that question without a lawyer in the room.
Then why are you getting hot under the collar?
Because you're being rude, Miss Avery.
Oh, well, excuse me. But I think it's kind of soon for her to be gallivanting in the streets with you.
I'm there for her as a friend, Miss Avery.
Mm.
Why don't you call her? I'm sure she'd be happy to pick over the horror of what's happened to her and tell you how we became friends. What is this, fucking Iran? Since when does the state tell us how long and with whom we can share our grief? Or do you hold June Goodman's daughter to a special code of conduct reserved for women? What the fuck are you laughing at? I'd like to talk to my lawyer.
It's time for you to get yourself a real good lawyer.
Had a drink with the guy, Walter, that's all.
If you went to Pasadena with intent to kill, you could go to the gas chamber.
I went to Pasadena with the intent to hire.
So you say.
Griffin, the Schechter brothers are here.
Griffin, don't make us wait. It's man. Oh, and the travel agent called, you confirmed.
Griffin, he grabbed the phone from me.
Travel agent.
I'm going to Puerto Vallarta.
You're leaving the country.
For the weekend.
It's a risk.
Why?
Because Larry Levy could have my office in 3 days. That's what Walter thinks.
You know something I don't know?
You're pretty smooth.
I sleep at night.
You really should run the studio.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, Walter, it's been real.
Griffin,
We're tired of shopping everything around. We want to go exclusive to one studio. Carl, how much have our last three pictures made?
$105 million.
That's not a lot. I know some people do better, but we're consistent and we're always under budget.
Forget it, Eric. He's not listening. Let's go to Columbia.
We already went to Columbia.
Oh, yeah. What did they say?
Bonnie.
Hey, hey Bonnie.
Hey, I got the Tom Wolfe book.
Congratulations.
Bonnie, make him give us a deal. We want a home.
We're tired of shopping everything around.
Really? I thought that's how you guys like to do business.
Well, changed our minds.
I'll talk to you later.
Levison says you're going out of town tomorrow.
For the weekend.
Are you going with someone named June something?
Yes.
You took her to a party, Griffin, with several hundred of my best friends.
She's recently widowed. You weren't in town, so I took her.
And now you're taking her to Mexico for the weekend.
Carl, let's get out of here. Mom and Dad are fighting. Guys, have your lawyer give me a call. You got a deal.
Yes!
Well, Carl, let's get out of here before he changes his mind.
We have witnesses.
Have a good trip.
Something funny, I forgot mine.
Oh, something we have to go back and get it.
So stupid of me.
It's
a plane. We'll never be able to make another plane today. Damn it. Well, it's all right. Anyway, I got a better idea. You like the desert?
I've never been to the desert.
I know this great hideaway, Desert Hot Springs. We'll go there. It's a 2-hour drive. I know the people will call ahead.
We hide.
Yeah, we're hiding. We're hiding from everybody. You'll like it there. It'll remind you of Iceland.
Rooms, 100 people.
Where are they?
Hiding.
Sir?
A couple of Banning Springs water, please.
Right away, Miss Banning.
Do places like this really exist?
Only in movies.
Thank you.
tell me about the movies you make.
Why?
Because I want to know what you do.
Well, I listen to stories and decide if they'll make good movies or not. I get 125 phone calls a day, and if I let that slip to 100, I know I'm not doing my job. Oh. Everyone that calls, they want to know one thing. They want me to say yes to them and make their movie. If I say yes to them and make their movie, they think that come New Year's, it's just going to be them and Jack Nicholson on the slopes of Aspen. That's what they think. Problem is, I can only say yes. My studio can only say yes 12 times a year. And collectively, we hear about 50,000 stories a year. So it's hard. And I guess sometimes I'm not nice and make enemies. And that's what I was to David. Enemy.
Was his story one of the 12?
No, it wasn't.
Why?
It lacks certain elements that we need to market a film successfully.
What element?
Suspense, laughter, violence, hope, heart, nudity, sex. Happy endings. Mainly happy endings.
What about reality?
You're not from Iceland, are you?
Did I say that? Why don't you put me in the hot springs and see if I melt?
Thank you. Mr. M? Mr. M? Sorry to disturb you. There's a telephone call, and it sounds important.
What?
Mr. Dick Mellon. He says he's your lawyer.
Dick, how'd you find me?
Come on, Griff. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Yeah. What's going on?
Levison's out.
Out?
I give him 6 hours to clean out his office.
He's taking over.
There's nothing been decided. All we know for sure is Reggie Goldman went home with a clap or something.
Listen, am I in a position to...
Listen, I don't want to talk about studio politics. Why the hell didn't you tell me about this Kahane business?
Kahane? I tried to, Dick, but...
You didn't try hard enough. You better be at the Pasadena police station in about 4 hours.
Pasadena? What for?
For a fucking lineup. What for? They got a witness, evidently. Now, look, I found you a guy. His name is Gar Gerard. He's a top-flight criminal lawyer. He's tough, he's hard-nosed. Don't you talk to anybody else. Just get there.
I'll be there.
Griffin, this is a tough one. Good luck.
Mr. Mill, studio's very upset about the publicity this might generate, but I'll handle the press, the police, the judge, and the witness.
Mr. Mill, thank you for coming down without a fight. You know, it's really in your best interest. Would you sleep in that suit?
Mill, get away from that woman. She's the enemy.
Follow me.
Hi, Susan. Had a lovely time at the Mint the other night.
I can't believe you remember it.
Mr. Mill, Gar Gerard, I'm here to represent you. Dick Millen called me in on this. Here's the situation. They've got a witness, and they want you to do a lineup. Now, if you say no, they'll arrest you, I'm certain of that. And even if you get identified, I'll get you off on bail. Now, this witness lives across the street from the parking lot. Even if she makes an identification, a positive ID right now, even if that happens, it's very late at night. By the time I'm finished with her, the world will have a whole new legal standard for blindness. Keep the faith.
This is just what we do on the television.
What?
And you don't have to worry about the truth. You can see them, but they can't see you. You just tell the truth. Because I saw him clearly this morning.
Fired out and fired up.
Number one, step forward. Make a quarter turn to the right.
Are those prescription glasses, Mr.
You can't ask her that. It's very hard, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Number two, take one step forward.
I mean, I wouldn't want to pick the wrong one.
No,
you just take your time.
Oh, I know. Anybody look vaguely familiar?
Take a quarter turn to the left.
You know what?
Face forward.
Take your time.
Step back into position. Number three, take one step forward.
This is not easy.
I know it is.
Never is.
Take a quarter turn to the
left. I mean, I am trying.
Yeah, just take your time.
And I did see him clearly.
Make a quarter turn to the left. Step back and...
No, I don't...
Number four, well, one
look
step
at hard. Look, really, take a good look.
I did, I am.
Take a quarter turn to the right.
Could I see,
Take your hat off.
Number three again.
Call number three, please.
Wait a minute, Susan.
Could I...
Could she call for wrong number?
Leave her hat off, number four.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Number five, take one step forward.
What's number?
Excuse me,
number five.
Susan, I think we're giving her, she can call who she's interested in.
You're absolutely right.
No, the other one. That
number
one.
Number five.
Oh, which one?
Number.
It's not number six.
Not number six.
I know.
Bring back number five.
Three.
What do you mean, number
step
three?
Forward, number three.
I think she can request
just
to
a
see
second.
Who she wants to
just
see.
Just a second.
Just
want
a second.
What
she
number?
Wants to see
no.
Number three.
Look, him.
Right number five. That's him. I swear on my mother's grave.
Number three. I think we're concluding here, Avery.
Number three.
Number three on her
mother's grave. Yeah.
Number three.
Number three. I think we heard what she said.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, Doug, take him out.
Number three. Thank you.
Just relax. Fine. You're in a chair.
I'm in a chair.
Yeah? May I be personal? Who the fuck is your mother, Barry? Everybody, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of this song.
Out.
I
don't know who got to that witness, but you sure wrapped up my case picking that cop.
You're a lucky man, Mr. Mill.
God damn it, no ramp again.
Witnesses can't be relied on. Remember, witness with the prosecution, Marlene Dietrich and Tyrone Power?
That's it. You freeze a bird. No witness, no crime.
Yeah, that Avery woman thinks you just got away with murder.
Everybody does, Mr. Mill.
The way the old ending tested in Canoga Park. Everybody hated it. We reshot it, now everybody loves it. That's reality.
But you had an ending which was true. You didn't even give it a chance.
Mary, who is this person? Doesn't she know anything about working with grown-ups?
Bonnie, goddammit, goddammit. This is a hit. This is what we're here for.
Yeah, well, it didn't have to end this way.
I want you out of here.
Good thinking, Larry.
I'm going over your head, Larry.
Bonnie, you're fired.
Fuck you.
Oh, it takes more to make it in this business than a dirty mouth.
The campaign.
Really.
important. I need to talk to him right now.
No, Bonnie, he's very busy.
Julia, please.
No, you please.
Bonnie,
you don't understand. I am not just me. I'm also the job.
Please.
Honey, all right. All right, I'll try. Okay.
Paul Walters, stop that nonsense. Griffin, it's Bonnie. She's here.
Did he fire her?
Yes, sir, I guess he did.
Well, I can't see her now. I promised I'd be home early. Tell her I'll get back to her. Walter, get your foot off the fucking couch.
Tell her yourself.
Yes. Okay, well, could you hold, please? Griffin, it's Natalie. He's
Griffin, please.
Very important.
Griffin, please. Can we talk about
Bonnie,
it?
Bonnie, you'll land on your feet. I know it.
Griffin,
you're
it's Larry
survivor.
Eby's office. He says it's very important. I'll put it in the front seat.
Give it a minute. Transfer to the car phone. Yeah.
Griffin, I have Larry Levy on the line.
Larry, how's the screening go? How's my new ending?
Fantastic, fantastic. Work like gangbusters. That's why you get the big bucks, Griff.
Yeah. Stop kissing my ass, Larry. What do you want? Can't this wait?
I don't think it should. This is hot. I got a writer in here who's got a pitch I think you ought to hear. I think it's something we should go for. It's a great idea.
Yeah, who's the writer?
I'll put him on the speaker. Hold on a minute.
Hiya, Griff. Remember me? I'm the asshole who used to be in the postcard business.
You.
Yeah, that's right. The king of suspense himself. You remember me?
I haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, I've been busy. I've been writing a script. I got inspired.
Okay, tell him the pitch. You love the script. It's great.
All right, it's a Hollywood story, Griff. A real thriller. It's about a shitbag producer, studio exec who murders a writer. He thinks he's harassing him. Problem is, he kills the wrong writer. Now he's got to deal with blackmail as well as the cops. But here's the switch. Son of a bitch, he gets away with it.
Larry, get off the speaker. I want to talk to him privately.
Sure thing. This is a winner, Griffin. It's a winner.
Gets away with it?
Absolutely. It's a Hollywood antique, Griffin. He marries the dead writer's girl, and they live happily ever after.
Can you guarantee that ending?
If the price is right, you got it.
If you can guarantee me that ending, you got a deal.
I guarantee it, Griffin.
What do you call this thing, anyway?
The player.
I like that.
What took you so long?
Traffic was a bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you.